You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. For this week's episode, to mark the release of Monocle's brand new March issue celebrating Austria, our Vienna correspondent, Alexei Koryalov, introduces us to Viennese company Von Wagen, who have recently won a prestigious Austrian business prize for reimagining the caravan.
Yeah, you can see the oven, the wooden oven where you make fire, and the heat is transported to the buffer storage in a double floor. Uh-huh.
So this is where the bed would be?
Yeah, this is the bed. You have a big storage below the bed where you can put all your stuff.
I'm inside a Wohnwagen in the sleepy village of Gutenstein, about an hour's drive from Vienna. It's parked and waiting to be finished and delivered to its buyer.
So here you have the washing machine and the fridge, and you have just a normal shower, or in this case not normal because the customer wanted a red shower with purple floors, so this is really customized, but you can of course do it the way you want.
Therese Steininger is the co-founder and CEO of Von Wagen. She says it all began with a crazy idea in 2013.
We had a prototype that we needed to develop, we needed to build a team. That wasn't the easiest job, but we had a great opportunity to be the first crowd investing project in Austria. So we are really thankful that it worked out that way.
By the end of the following year, the company had already made its first unit.
We started because we wanted to have like some real solutions for sustainable living that also enable a good way to live and like good living comfort, but still don't harm the environment. And so we searched for that, and the Wohnwagen is like our flagship project to show what is possible and how can you build the future.
All Wohnwagens are made inside this facility in Gutenstein. Teresa walks me through the production process.
This is a work in progress,
I suppose. So you have the different stages of a Wohnwagen. So the wagons are built completely of wood, from regional sources, and we isolate them with sheep wool. It's an awesome insulation material that protects you from the heat and the cold, and it also regulates the humidity in the room. We use clay on the interior walls that also regulates the climate. So this first big thing is natural building materials. And so the second part of our ideas for building of the future is that we want this home to be self-sustained. This is also really where we put the most effort in research and development. And we have different modules for electricity, heating and water that make the living unit completely self-sustained. And if you want, we can walk in
and
explain you a little bit how that works. Every Wohnwagen has like a small cellar or a small area below the floor where we put all the technical installations. And for heating, we have a special solar and wood heating system with a buffer storage in this double floor. For electricity, of course, we have a big PV system that you can see on this roof over there. Mm-hmm. It produces around 3,000 kilowatt hours of energy per year. And it has a big storage also in this double floor. And to really make sure that we are supplied with solar energy for the whole year, we have a very intelligent system of all the appliances in the house. So everything is regulated so that you have a like minimal amount of energy that you need and still a great comfort.
Mm. So you mean that amount of energy produced by the solar panels is enough to power the Wohnwagen throughout the whole year.
And that's really something that gives a lot of hope if you have an intelligent system that is connected with all the appliances. And if you also talk to the user of the house and make sure that he understands what it's all about, then it's possible to be supplied with solar energy for the whole year. And then we also did a lot of research in this area of water. What we do in the Wohnwagens is that we have a bio toilet that saves 14,000 liters of drinking water every year, because it doesn't need any water, and this is a separation system that works really well, and we have great experience with that. So this is the first part. The second part is then taking care of your own wastewater by cleaning it with a special plant systems, so that our mobile units that you put next to the wagon where you clean the wastewater from the shower and the sink. And then the third part is where you get the fresh water, and here we work with rainwater cleaning, so with filters that clean the rainwater and upcycle them to drinking water. Of course, if you have somewhere to plug in external water source, you can also use that. our customers can decide how far they want to go in this.
Even though Wohnwaggons are mobile, they are no ordinary caravans, and most customers prefer to keep their units in one place.
You can move them, they even have a road permit, you can go with them with 80 kilometers per hour, but it's a lot of weight that you're carrying, also a day or two of work to unconstruct it and then get ready to move. So our customers don't really move around every day or every month, but they rather find ways how they can now contribute to a community or get in touch with a project where they, I don't know, rebuild an old farm or live together with their parents for a time where it makes sense, and then maybe it doesn't make sense anymore and they get their own place or move on. So looking at our customers, there are now 78 Wohnwagons sold, and all of them are connected to kind of local project where people start living together, getting in touch with their family or friends or local community.
And do you think that a person can live in a Wohnwagon all their life?
I know that you can live there all year round, and I know that you can live there as a couple. A lot of our customers really do that and have the Wohnwagon as their full-time living unit. The one thing that they need to do is they really need to reduce their stuff to the essentials and really need to think about what do I need, what makes my life good and what do I want and what can I just leave out of this game. What is really also fun for us is that we have a very diverse group of customers. There are young couples that don't want their own home, but they don't want to spend like $500,000 or $700,000 on a normal house. We have older couples, like 50 plus, where the kids already moved out and they don't want to clean and heat all this big space that they might have. And so they sell their house or they give the house to the kids and put the Wohnwagon somewhere close to nature where they can have a good time. And also we built some really nice hotel rooms. So what also works really well is to use it as a holiday home and rent it on Airbnb or privately. So we have around 6 hotel rooms that you can try out and where you can test all the systems. This is also cool. A possibility.
Can you give me an idea of pricing?
Prices. So the Wohnwagons, you can individualize them totally. For some customers, we built the total house with all the interior, and the prices are between 100,000 and 200,000 euros per wagon. Every project starts with a planning phase, so we have a 900 euro planning fee where you can develop your own system, really think through what is your way of self-sustained living, how far you want to go. And after this planning phase, you know exactly what your Wohnwagon will cost.
So after that phase is done, how long does it take for the wagon to actually take shape and materialize? Yeah.
So there are nearly 900 hours of handwork in every wagon. We have all the people that are needed to build a wagon in our team. The time to build one is about 2.5 months, but we have a long waiting list. So if you order now, it will take about a year for your own wagon to roll to your place.
Sustainable homes are nothing new, but there's no denying their appeal. And if it's a sustainable home on wheels, well, all the better. As we heard, Wohnwagons are not cheap, but they're still cheaper than a normal-sized house and most city flats. A Wohnwagon can be a starter home, or indeed a home for life. For Monocle, I'm Alexei Korolev.
My thanks to Alexei for reporting today's episode from Austria, and to Christy Evans, who edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.